This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Jefferson County District Attorney Alexis King has asked a judge for a hearing to reconsider a truck driver's mandatory sentence. Rogel Aguilera Medeiros killed four people in 2019 after losing his brakes on I-70. He was given a 110-year sentence. King plans to present statements from victims at the hearing. Meanwhile, Medeiros' attorney applied to Governor Polis for clemency. Police officers in Aurora will get an $8,000 retention bonus. Council member Allison Coombs voted against the move, saying the city also struggles to retain others, like workers in fire and rescue.
Every employee in the city is already getting a $2,000 bonus. This is to add $8,000 so that police only get a $10,000 bonus. And so that's telling the rest of our city employees that the police are five times more valuable and more important than them.
But supporters say bonuses will boost morale and retain experienced officers as Aurora copes with rising violent crime. Officials say the first confirmed case of the Omicron variant in El Paso County is in a man in his 40s who got a booster shot. He has mild symptoms and traveled within the U.S. Tonight's CU Boulder game against the University of Kansas in men's basketball is canceled due to the Buffs' COVID protocols. And all performances of The Lion King are canceled through the holiday weekend due to COVID-19, including tonight. This is CPR News.